Hi, everyone. Welcome to the last podcast in our Gregor FCA Financial Services Marketing Series dedicated to showcasing and honoring the mothers and fathers that helped shape us throughout our lives and our careers. I'm Allie, and I'm a member of the Financial Services Marketing Blog editorial team. I'm here today with my colleague, Karen Pachul, who's an Associate Vice President in the Financial Services Department here at Gregor FCA. With Father's Day right around the corner, Karen's going to tell us about her parents and the influence they've had on her growing up and in her career. So thank you, Karen, for taking the time to chat with us and share your story.
Thanks, Allie. Happy to be here.
So Karen has a bit of a unique educational story in that she's the first of her family to attend and graduate college, which is an amazing accomplishment. So I'd like to start there. Karen, growing up, how did your parents influence and inspire your journey to college?
Like you said, I was the first one in my immediate family to attend college. I went to Penn State and graduated in 2010. And kind of growing up, my sister and I, she's a few years younger than I am, we always talked with our parents pretty openly about college, and it was really pushed on us that that was the path that we were going on. Mm-hmm. My parents, my mom and my dad both come from blue-collar backgrounds. They've worked really, really hard to get where they are, and they've been very successful in their careers. But it almost was known, and they pushed on us, that they had to work doubly hard to get to where they were because they didn't have that college degree. So there wasn't really another option because, you know, our parents just really wanted to give us that kick and that motivation that really set my sister and I up for success, you know, just kind of having that baseline education and baseline opportunity to then launch us into our careers.
For sure. So you mentioned in the past that your parents made it, you know, sort of their mission to ensure that you and your sister went to college, and they were even there to support you while you were being recruited for track. So now I want to learn a little bit more about how your parents influenced your career in public relations. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So another thing that my dad especially was pretty in tune with was me was in high school, I was recruiting to be on college cross-country teams. So he was always there to go over the fine print contracts and, you know, the recruiting backgrounds and, you know, what this school has to offer and what this scholarship might entail. And he really was there for me throughout the entire process. I would go to a school for the weekend to meet the cross-country team, and my dad would be there to pick me up on that Sunday, and we would immediately launch into, okay, how do you feel about this team? Is this really a good opportunity? Is this a good option, etc.? So whether it was college or the cross-country track, I feel like my dad especially was really on that path with me and always talked about and exuded on me the importance of a really strong work ethic. And I think that that's really translated into my work at Gregory. And I think a part of that is this mentality and this driven, dedicated work ethic that I really have. And I think that that is present amongst everyone on the team and in the financial services department. So I think that that dedication and work ethic is really kind of what gets you ahead.
Sure. So lastly, let's go back to cross country a little bit. Was there one experience or something that stuck with you throughout your journey through college and now working at Gregor FCA?
Sure. So during my senior year, my parents and my dad specifically were very much in tune with helping me throughout the recruiting process. As any athlete knows, it definitely takes a few months to do the rotation of meeting with schools and going over this potential joining of a team. So leading up to that, it was probably the spring of my senior year of high school. As everyone else was committing to these colleges, an injury sidelined me from being able to sign that contract and actually move forward with a cross-country team in college. But something that really stands out is that my dad was right there to pick me up and just really have me head up and move on and figure out plan B. And plan B was, okay, academics first. So I enrolled and I went to Penn State and had a great time there, had a great experience in college, and that inevitably led me to Gregory FCA. So I think that the message there is really just perseverance and hard work and putting your head down and just knowing that if one door closes, another one is going to open, and it just kind of can push you to really doing great things.
That's awesome. I think that is a wonderful story, and I know that your dad is really proud of you. So that's all we have today, and thank you again, Karen, for sharing your lovely story. Also, thank you to everyone who's tuned in for this special Parents podcast series and all the other interviews we did throughout it on the Financial Services Marketing Blog. If you haven't yet listened to the other podcast interviews, I highly suggest doing so. And to all the fathers out there, happy Father's Day, and we'll talk to you soon.